Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin, I really dig that Mr. Skin.com.
And welcome back. Skin, my dad finished your book.
Does he like me?
He was in town the whole week visiting from back east, and he listens to the show on this social media stuff we got, and he picked a book out of my office and read it, and he was there all week and read it. Yeah, he liked it. He liked the book a lot.
Very nice. Yeah, Thank you.
That was pretty cool.
Tyler has all the classics.
I do have all the classics
on the show.
Getting the catcher in the rye soon, right?
He put that back. He said, "Mr. Skin,
no,
much
being,
better
being
book.
Mr. Skin."
Yeah, he'd rather read Catcher in the Raw. Yeah.
Yeah. So he enjoys the books, and that's still out there. If you want to check out Mr. Skin's autobiography, all right, being Mr. Skin. I'm looking at some great looking ladies here. You know,
no bummer.
Yeah, there's so much to get to. So let me kind of start up. I wanted to really talk about the Deuce real quick.
It's coming
you
back,
know,
right?
The Deuce. This third season, it's, by the way, third and final season on HBO. They switched it to Monday nights this year, so I don't really talk to you guys about it too much. But I want to just give a shout-out because, like I said, it's its final season. There's like 4 or 5 episodes left. And when people ask me what television shows feature the most nudity, I always say, well, you know, Shameless and Game of Thrones are, you know, unprecedented because
right.
they all ran for long seasons and had tons of nudity. But if you're looking at, like, percentages, the Deuce, season one, every episode, the main characters did nudity. I'm talking, like, either Maggie Gyllenhaal, Margarita LaViva,
yeah.
Emily Mead. The second season, all the main characters were nude. There was one episode they weren't, but they had tons of uncredited nudity during a porn shoot. And this season, 5 episodes in, heading into tonight, all 5 have had main character nudity. So it's almost like they're like on a DiMaggio hitting streak.
Well,
the
show's about the porn industry in the 70s in New York City. Nudity has to be there.
It has to be hand and fist. You know, listen, you're right, but they could also take a week off, which they never have. And
better not.
Right now, they're in the 80s. They're in the VHS era of the adult industry, which I find fascinating. Because, like, in the first episode, they were at the Vegas VHS show, which was the precursor to, like, AVN and stuff. So it was really kind of cool to see how they did it. And I can relate to it being 20 years of going to the adult show in a row. So, it was pretty neat. But anyway, so shout out to the Deuce. It's just been awesome. We're going to miss it at MrSkin.com.
I don't know why I lost interest in that about the middle of the first
season. I did too. I don't know why either.
I mean,
the nudity is obviously great, but I lost interest in the beginning of that season too. But I'm not sure if I'm blaming me or blaming the show. It seems slow, but there are a lot of shows, if you get past the slow hump, it kicks in. And I heard that show kicked in. You know?
Just so you know, there were slow humps and fast humps in that.
I understand.
All right, I hung
with a little bit of it.
So did I. I was the same way with you, Todd.
And then I lost interest.
Yeah.
I probably got Mr. Skin. We can still check out the skin part of it. You know?
Yeah, that's why I'm here. You know, if you can't listen. And here's the other thing. there's so many television shows. If there's even a crack in the armor, you can move on to other stuff and be happy.
I
get it.
Godfather of Harlem, I heard, is a great show. It's on Epix, right?
Yeah, and nobody knows what the Epix network is. So
I know. I have it on DirecTV. DirecTV has Epix.
I thought you had to sign up for that. I think it's available.
It depends on your cable provider. Yeah. You can also go, if you Google Epix, you could go online and download all the shows. But anyway, there's a new show called Godfather of Harlem. They're 3 episodes in, and it's a TV prequel to that 2007 film called American Gangster, directed by Ridley Scott. It had Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe.
Great movie.
Really good movie. And it's about Bumpy Johnson, played by Forrest Whitaker, who was a big mobster in the 60s.
Is Forrest Whitaker naked anywhere? Oh, yes.
No. Well, you got to go to MrMan.com.
What a great nickname, though. Bumpy.
Yeah, Bumpy.
Yeah. But, they have had some nudity early on in this, so it's a new show with nudity. Nobody you guys ever heard of. But what's interesting is tomorrow, American Gangster is out on 4K Blu-ray, and
The girls are short and heroin topless in that movie.
He had to make all the girls
naked,
completely nude so that they wouldn't steal any of his stock. And Katie Strickland there was some really good nudity in that. So we'll get to see the nude. The worker bees nude in Blu-ray, which will be pretty cool, starting tomorrow. So
this is a movie that Linda Blair was in years ago called Red Heat. Would just finally come out on 4K or something?
Yeah, not to be confused with Chained Heat, which is the greatest woman in prison movie ever. But this Red Heat, you're right, not to be confused with the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jim Belushi, a buddy cop film from 1988. So they released...
I saw that.
on Blu-ray, 4K Blu-ray, they released Red Heat, which is probably one of the top 10 women in prison movies of all time. Both Chained Heat and Red Heat featured a topless Linda Blair, which is awesome. And as you guys can see, very awesome in this scene. But
this is such a sexploitation scene is amazing. As they go, this is going to be the one that shows all young, skinny, hot girls in the shower. It's crazy.
Yeah, like I'm sure women's prisons are always loaded up.
They're
with,
not.
beautiful women with great bodies and great faces all nude in a big thing. But what's interesting, if your audience that doesn't know, Linda Blair was the little girl in The Exorcist.
Yep.
And I still consider The Exorcist one of the scariest movies of all time. So
agree.
She grew up and had
great
amazing
cans.
Chest and showed it off in a few movies. And Red Heat, I want to say the nudity in Red Heat will make your head spin. It's so good. So really good stuff from Linda Blair. So that's out on Blu-ray.
Skin, how do you get away with puns that are funny? Most people can't pull off the puns like you do. Just as you some way you say them make people laugh. They go, oh, Jesus, that's a great one.
I always worry that my kids are going to be I'm going to be dad joke guy, but I don't think mine fall into the dad joke character because they're always super dirty.
They are dirty. They're really dirty.
Because they're about nudity.
That's why they were.
Yeah, I guess the reason is, if you ask, is I had to figure out over 20 years how to say dirty stuff, but in such an inoffensive way that you can say it, I guess that's it. A couple other things. Power,
which
I haven't talked to you guys too much about this year. You know, this is the most watched franchise in Starz history. And it's, it's about this guy who's a Omari Hardwick. He's a drug kingpin in New York, but he's also trying to be a legitimate business owner.
It looks good. It always looked good.
Cool show, and they've had a lot of great nude scenes throughout the history of the show. And I believe this is also in its final season, its 6th and final season.
I like this girl, man. She's cute.
Yeah, this Candace Maxwell Power, she was with Lorenz Tate, who's his, he's a councilman, and she gets busted by her husband. She jumps out of bed. It was a really good nude scene. But they're in their last thing. Now, there's supposed to be a bunch of spinoffs coming from this show because of the popularity for Starz. They didn't want this to just go away. So they're spinning off a few shows. So hopefully the new shows will feature as much great nudity as Power has. And I really dig that. So that's awesome. Another thing I wanted to mention to you guys on Blu-ray, there's a lot of Blu-ray stuff that came out since I last talked to you. So you guys know the show Vikings on History Channel?
Yeah, I started watching it in the first season. It was pretty good, but what I didn't like is how unrealistic it was, because nobody from that time looked like the girl you showed me right here.
They had
rotten teeth, and they didn't have great cans like this, or they would have been abused a little more than this photo, but she's gorgeous.
What's really funny is a lot of guys really enjoyed Vikings on the History Channel. They've done, like, I want to say 6 seasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're in their 6th season. And I'd always get people asking me, man, there's some beautiful women on there, but I wish they'd get naked. And I'd say, you just don't understand. The History Channel airs this, because this show's from another country. They would air it without the nudity. This is from, like, Ireland, I think, or Canada. It's like a combination, like Ireland and Canadian production.
Oh, so yeah, I didn't know that either.
All over Europe, Vikings airs with great nudity. And then we would always get the European versions and put it at the website. So people were always like, how did you get these nude scenes? Where did this come from? Well, they released the 5th season on Blu-ray, and as you guys could see, this is just one of the many great
gorgeous scenes.
Now, coming up,
you got a 4K stuff, the original Shining movie, and there's a great scene where a really hot chick gets out of a tub, and then she turns into a really old chick naked, and now you just ruined my buzz right here.
the greatest and worst nude scene of the 80s is Lea Beldum.
I know.
Jack Nicholson walking into the hotel, Lea Beldum completely nude, and then Jack Nicholson starts making out with her, and then next thing you know, she turns into Billy Gibson, the old lady who's completely naked, which is really, truly one of the most horrific nude scenes of all time.
Plus,
I looked up both these actresses. This is really their only, the only movies. Really a weird...
When I saw that in real time years ago, and I've seen the movie a couple times since, obviously, The Shining's a great flick, I just thought it was that girl in makeup. This is a whole different actress. This is actually was an old lady naked.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my gosh. No, she's hideous, man. Yeah.
That would be a heck of a makeup team.
It would be.
Turn that gorgeous woman into that hideous old lady.
Yeah.
But, it's one of the scariest nudes. It's like the Something About Mary nudity. The Shining also came out on Blu-ray while we were away. Doom Patrol came out on Blu-ray season 1, which featured great nudity from Ashley Doherty. That's that DC Universe show. So lots of great stuff this week.
And a palate cleanser in there. You want to see an old lady naked from
The
Shining.
For the hideous, scabby chick.
Billy Gibson.
How old was she when she did this? How old was she when she filmed The Shining?
She had to be in her 70s.
God. That means some husband had to look at that.
Well, you know how like in the 70s and 80s, like people that were 55 looked like 75?
Yes.
You know, maybe she was only like 55. I don't know.
But some guy had to look at that coming towards her like that every day. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Skin. Check out all those photos
you got it, guys.
Out there at MrSkin.com. They're available now. We'll talk soon.
Talk to you again soon.
Yeah, I remember that originally when he hugs that hot chick, and then and she turns into that scabby old lady. That's pretty gross. Mr. Evans?
And Ed Utah recommends Being Mr. Skin.
Read the whole book.
Cover to cover.
He also read, his buddy...
He read the Dennis Hoff book.
The Dennis Hoff book, too, yeah. Well, he's quoted in it. We're all quoted in that. My dad's actually quoted in that.
That's right. Yeah.
We are celebrating National Kick Butt Day.
On a Monday?
Yes.
All right.
It's always the second Monday in October. It's always a Monday where we celebrate National Kick Butt Day.
Well, earlier this morning when I asked you, you excited about how was your weekend? Great. You say you're looking forward to the week, and you're sad it's only 5 days.
Yeah.
So you were obviously came here to kick butt this morning.
Absolutely, I did.
So that always coincides with Columbus Day?
Yes, it always
Indigenous People
like kick
Day?
Kick the Indians' butt? Is that what it is?
Whatever day the second Monday in October is?
Yeah. Is it always Columbus Day?
I don't know.
Yeah, isn't it generally?
Is Columbus Day always second Monday?
I thought so.
It's a Monday.
Well, then it must be. This day aims to motivate marketers, advertisers, and those in the business world to work smarter and harder toward their goals.
Well, that's us. Smarter and harder. It describes the show.
Who's who?
Every one of us is smarter and harder.
In the morning.
It's Canadian Thanksgiving today, too, isn't it?
Up there, they just call it Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Puss.
I don't know,
Tom.
Yeah, but here we have to make that distinction.
I believe he's right. No, I think I saw something else somebody mentioned. It's Canadian Thanksgiving on
I got a couple of
Twitter.
Buddies from Canada, and I seem to remember them putting a Happy Thanksgiving note up.
So they only get a three-day weekend for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks for Canadians, except they got some other better things happening now than we do.
Weed.
Well, and some other stuff, too. Speaking about Alexa. Yeah, speaking of my dad, Alexa's working at his house, at least right now. So,
oh, good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Also, speaking of weed, Omaha and Wichita showed up in a little map there. It says per capita, most people tried weed in those cities. And
yeah.
There's like six cities in the country.
People who have smoked marijuana at least once.
Right.
Wichita was in there.
Omaha, Wichita.
Omaha was in there. Omaha might even been number one.
And there's it's not average, not what you think. It's just random cities. I think Portland's one.
Yeah, like Oklahoma City was in there.
Yeah. Is that one of those things you wake up in a certain city like that, you got to get high?
Oh, it's just people.
I'm hammering my own here.
People have tried it.
Okay.
All right, Portland, Mesa and Phoenix in Arizona, Oklahoma City and Tulsa, Wichita, Omaha, Minneapolis, Indianapolis, and Nashville. That's the top 10.
Per capita, the most people have tried marijuana, right?
It's just a graph I'm looking at. Yeah. I can't locate the source, Greg, okay. So I don't know if this is
going around
accurate or not, but it's percentage of population who have used marijuana.
Marijuana. And it's illegal in a lot of those states you just mentioned, too.
It's illegal in
breaking the law.
Every damn one of them except Oregon. The recreational stuff, anyway.
Well, look what's happening in Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado didn't make the, although I've read other, people who actively smoke, like people who are smoking right now, Colorado's up there.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've seen any of
that. Well, you added the percentage.
Top 10 cities with the most marijuana use.
Have tried it.
In the U.S.
Have just tried it?
Yeah, who have used.
Okay.
That's all it is. Not on a regular basis.
Well, this show's 100%.
They just use. No, I don't think.
No, that was, you said just have tried it, or you say use it.
You've tried it?
Oh, yeah. Puss, yeah.
Well, use, that means they've tried it at least once.
Okay, well, that's what I meant.
I've purchased it legally.
Yeah.
Doesn't say currently used.
That's what I meant. Have used it, right.
In two states, I've purchased it legally.
Some edibles?
Yeah.
Did you find your dose?
Yeah.
About one finger. One finger. It's shaped like a finger.
All right.
They should do that. Make an edible that looks like a finger.
Right.
I'd need the whole fist.
Yeah, you would swallow that whole fist, wouldn't you?
Well, just to keep the measurement going, how many fingers you need.
Yeah, right, exactly, right.
First, I'd chew off the knuckles.
Of course you would.
With a cheese grater. I'd take a cheese grater across the knuckles and eat the residue.
You've thought about this.
Yeah,
I have.
Yeah. Got a problem.
Cheese graters are for tattoos.
Right.
That's right.
As we talked about during the appetizer, yeah.
Some people use them for cheese. I've heard.
Police in Boca Raton, Florida are blaming a rumor of gunshots for spreading panic at a shopping mall over the weekend.
Yeah, they found nothing. Except freaked out people.
Was there even a backfire of a car and like that? Something go off?
Somebody mistook a loud noise for a gunshot.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody said, hey, that was a gunshot, or was that a gunshot? And somebody else said, that was a gunshot.
I'm taking your word for it. I'm running, too.
Yeah. In a crowded mall, I can see how that would get out of hand quick.
Somebody dropped something at the Spencer's gift store.
Right, exactly. Sure.
Sounded like a gunshot.
One guy was hurt trying to evacuate, but he's expected to be okay. People were, going into the back rooms of the businesses at the mall.
Hell, a janitor drops a broomstick on a tile floor
Anything,
and it echoes through the mall. I could see how you would mistake that noise.
Of course you're going to err on the side of caution.
The guy that was hurt trying to evacuate apparently hit his head on a door.
He must be tall.
Or just swung into his face.
Yeah. Or that. And, you know, as we discussed last week, Simone Biles, the greatest ever.
She broke some more records this weekend?
She did. What is the career arc of a gymnast? Where would she go after this?
Broadcasting.
Broadcasting, yeah. And making money doing commercials.
Coaching, maybe? Yeah.
Coaching.
But she peaked kind of young.
They all peak young. Gymnasts do.
In that particular industry.
Right. Well, first of all, when you're that famous, you get a lot of commercial opportunity. And you make a lot of money. Broadcasting is where he pushes it.
But you have to be the best of the best.
Well, she is.
Like Simone Biles.
Does she hit some sort of like speaking tour, you know?
She's got no problem.
Come here and motivate us.
Yeah, yeah. Get paid to make speeches.
She's 22. She got her 24th and 25th World Gymnastics Championships medals this weekend. No other gymnast, male or female, has won more world championship medals.
She's a king spinner, man.
19 of those medals have been golds, including 5 golds at this year's world championships.
Craig's exactly right, though. You brought that story right up, and I didn't see her this weekend, and I didn't watch that. Was it anywhere to watch?
I don't know.
No, nobody's playing that stuff. Unless it's the dead doldrums of the winter when they're going to some Olympic thing, we don't pay attention. They're not showing it to us. Yeah. Right, yeah.
I thought gymnastics was on something over the weekend.
Yeah, but would you turn over? I wouldn't.
It was on the news, right. Is all.
Yeah.
Like CBS Sports 4 or something, you know, maybe.
NBC might have had it because they didn't have football.
But even then, you're watching, I'm watching West Virginia, Iowa State. Just because it was on. Yeah. I'm not watching this.
Okay, throw me out a famous gymnast here and I'll check out her net worth.
Nadia Comaneci. And she's got to be 60.
See, I could see Simone Biles being one of those that like transitions to some sort of happy talk TV type of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Ends up Comaneci, worth $10 million.
There you go. She's
well, and
she's old.
Let's do something a little bit more current.
Right.
The one who said that she, something about her taco popping.
Oh, yeah.
Kristen or Kirsten
Johnson. Des Moines
Johnson,
right?
Sean Johnson.
Sean Johnson. Yeah.
She was on Dancing with the Stars.
She was outside Des Moines, right?
Yeah. Now that's what you can do with your fame post U.S. gymnast.
Yeah, she's action. Worth $10 million. And one of the co-hosts of the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Lovely.
And they paid her to say this.
It makes my taco pop.
Yes, it does. With no irony whatsoever, it made her taco pop. She was talking about the pommel horse, by the way, and that was
the
question.
She was talking about picante sauce.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought she was talking about
salsa.
No, that was
of
a question about how's it like to work out that pommel horse?
One of you's got the details wrong, and I'm not sure who.
I think you are sure who.
How do you feel on the pommel horse?
It makes my taco pop.
Yeah, oh, and they all write books.
And her book is called...
It makes my taco pop.
Yep.
Put something down.
I read that.
Some book.
Yeah, my dad read that. What time is it? All right, okay. Yeah, she was answering a question about the pommel horse, Craig.
Oh, okay.
It makes my taco pop.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.